One, if you haven't done so already, please go ahead and save our phone number into your phones. WhatsApp is getting very, very tight on security, and it will help us out a lot if you have our phone number saved in your phone book. So please go ahead and save our phone number in your phone book. As well, Hanukkah is coming up, and we've partnered with American Dream to give away amusement park tickets and more. More details coming up in the next video.
You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
And welcome to another video from moneyhalakha.com. Today we're going to be discussing the question of ordering a subscription for a newspaper or anything that comes every day that includes Shabbos delivery. We're not discussing whether when it comes on Shabbos if you're allowed to read it. That's another discussion. Today we're discussing actually ordering and subscribing and signing up to, let's say, the newspaper that comes every day, which includes a Shabbos delivery. The question is brought in a sefer called Commerce and Shabbos by Rabbi Yosef Kushner. He brings over here is that there's all different options for ordering a newspaper. You can have it come all 7 days of the week. You can have it come only on weekdays. You can have it come only on Saturday. You can have it only come on Sunday. So you have all the options available. So the question is that are you allowed to order a newspaper that it comes every day? The question is because on Shabbos and Yom Tov also, it's going to be coming and there is malacha done by the goy. And again, even though it's a set price that you're paying for the newspaper or whatever, and it's kvius, and it's a kablan, but we can't be koveya. You're not allowed to establish that a goy should do work for you on Shabbos. That's called koveya malachto b'Shabbos, and that's not allowed. So the question over here is that going to be an issue over here on Shabbos? Again, the goy is going to have to do malacha. They're going to have to print the newspaper on Shabbos. There's delivery on Shabbos. They carry from outside of the Eruv usually to bring it on Shabbos. So the question is that the goy does that malacha to get the newspaper to you on Shabbos. So are you allowed to sign up to such a thing which causes them to do the malacha? So first thing he brings over here is that, of course, it's usher to read business articles of commerce and finance and things like this, of business activity on Shabbos. You're not allowed to read such things, and therefore it is advisable, even when you get a publication, which is not specifically zero in on those, but many times it comes into the things, advertisements and different types of things like that. So the best is that newspapers should be avoided on Shabbos. Now, coming to answer the question he brings over here is that it would be preferable where possible that you should do two separate subscriptions. Like we said, there is a weekday subscription and there's a Sunday subscription. So the best thing to do is, if it's possible, is to sign up for the weekday subscription and then sign up also for the Sunday subscription. And that way there will be no delivery coming on Shabbos, because there are issues, which we're not going to get into right now, of potential halachas of Amir la'akum. So therefore, the halacha, the best thing is to do is sign up for the weekday and then separately for the Sunday delivery, avoiding a delivery on Shabbos. Now, what if there is only a 7-day delivery option available, right? You can't do weekday and Sunday. So he brings over here is that in such a case, you should specify to the newspaper company, the delivery, where people that you're signing up to, is that you do not require that they deliver the newspaper on Shabbos, on Saturday, before sundown. You should specifically tell them that you don't require it to come before sundown on Saturday, and therefore what happens is that, therefore, like we said, the problem is being koiveya of instructing the goy to do work for you on Shabbos. So in this case where you told them that you don't need it to be delivered on Shabbos, so therefore by them going ahead, they're not going to listen to you probably, and they're going to still deliver it to you on Shabbos. But the problem is that you're not telling, the problem of you telling them to do work on Shabbos is now avoided, because they, out of their own volition, decide to go ahead and deliver it on Shabbos, and therefore it's not considered that you told them to deliver it on Shabbos. Again, this is not the preferred way. In a way you can get a Sunday and weekday delivery and void Saturday delivery is the best. Now he says over here, the same would apply to when it comes out on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is coming up during the week, let's say, and it's going to be the same issue. So you should call up the newspaper company or the delivery service and tell them that you do not need that it be delivered on the days of Yom Tov, and that they can deliver it after Yom Tov ends. In such a case, you would avoid the specific instruction of telling them to do a work for you on Shabbos itself. Again, we are talking about signing up and delivery. We're not talking about the actual reading of the newspaper which was delivered on Shabbos. That's a separate halacha of whether or not you're allowed to read something or get benefit of something that was delivered or malacha was done to get that to you on Shabbos. Again, in specific cases, if you have a shayla, you should ask a rav. And that's going to be it. Thank you very much and have a good Shabbos.